This week you introduced Senate Bill 150 just before the president made his big announcement and signed 23 executive orders, all of which pertain to, in his mind, gun control, and a lot of people's minds, the taking away of people's weapons.
I'll go beyond that. Actually, it's taken away some of our constitutional rights that our forefathers granted us in the Constitution and in the amendments to that. Yeah, they're trying to put this as a gun issue, but in my mind and in a lot of other people's mind, it's not just guns. It is the taking of freedoms that we have here in the United States, actually what has made this country great. And I guess you could say in this case, I'm using the 10th Amendment to protect the 2nd Amendment, which protects all amendments. That's a different way to spin that. But, you know, nothing that he did is going to make our children any safer. Nothing that Congress is going to do as far as gun control is going to make our children any safer. What they are, in essence, looking at doing is taking guns away from legal, law-abiding citizens and the right to protect ourselves. You know, like I said, we definitely want to keep all of our children safe. That's front and foremost. But I think with some of what they are doing is trying to infringe on our constitutional rights. And unfortunately, call me a conspiracy theorist, I don't know. But if you look at other countries, the first thing they've done to do away with freedoms those countries have had is registration of guns, registration of gun owners, confiscation of guns, and then they started infringing on what we know as First Amendment rights and freedom of speech. So it worries me that we're even starting down this road.
In Senate Bill 150, spell out what that actually entails, what it would do.
Senate Bill 150 is a bill that just makes those federal laws and the executive orders that are granted after December 31st, 2012, invalid in the state of Missouri. And it actually says that if we have federal agents coming into Missouri to try to enforce those laws or executive orders, which I don't think are enforceable anyway, would make them a felon, those federal agents.
There are those who say that something like this would not, something like your bill, would be pointless only because the belief by many is that federal law supersedes state law.
And, you know, there's only, and I've got some examples where the Supreme Court did not rule that way. And that was because we do have the 10th Amendment. But, you know, there's not a single law that I pass here in the Missouri legislature without being taken to court and tried. Any law we pass can be taken to court. I hope that judges have the good sense to see that most of ours are upheld. I hope this one is. And like I say, it's way beyond the gun issue. In my mind, it's more of a constitutional rights issue.
And along those lines, there are those who say the president did what he did via executive order to supersede Congress, bypass Congress, and go with what he wants to do no matter what.
And that's true. And that's why I've had a lot of scholars tell me that executive orders aren't enforceable anyway, which, you know, it wasn't put through the body of the people, which is our Congress. Now, I know he's asked them to do some other things, and I certainly hope that they don't carry through with all he's done, because like I said, what I see coming out of this is steps at taking away our freedoms. It's not just guns. It is infringement on our constitutional freedoms that we have in this great country that we've had many people die for to protect.